I want to let you know, child of God, that what you are about to embark upon this morning, listen, heaven knows that it is going to be very powerful this morning. Amen. We are going to have such a wonderful time. Well, let's dive into the word so we can pray this morning. There is something about the word of God when you wake up with God's word. In fact, the psalmist said, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." Do you want to see your way clear today? Get in the word. And that's where I'm going to take you today, this morning. This early morning, 5 a.m. in the morning. We're going to take you and dive you in the word of God this morning. Amen. Listen here. There are a lot of people who are crying every day. And one of the reasons why people cry, they wake up, they are crying, they go to bed, they are crying, is that, listen, they just don't know what is happening even in their own life. So they wake up with all hope. They are crying. Or some people are crying because of nothing but problems. And they don't know how to believe God for success and even prosperity in their life. How to believe God for the money to be blessed, for the money to be full of life, for the money to change. Because if truth be told, life is full of surprises, right? And a lot of you know there are seasons in life. You know, some people go through longer season of goodness, and while others go through season of despair and pain, you know. But everybody go through some form of seasons in their life. Somebody go through seasons of lack. They go through seasons of setback. You mean, I'm talking about all kinds of seasons, people of God. People go through these kinds of seasons in their life. And so that's why they wonder what in the world is going on. Tribulation, trials, you know, heartaches and pain. All these kind of seasons people go through it. But this morning, I want to let you know, people of God, that no matter what kind of season you go through in the morning, or what kind of season you face in life, it might be a short-term season, long-term season, I want to let you know this morning, God can alter your season to make a difference. Amen? Your season can make a difference. So no matter what you are facing this morning, maybe you're tired, maybe you're weak, maybe you're being manipulated by the hands of the enemy, maybe you are weary in your life, hallelujah. No matter what it is, maybe you're going through some setbacks right now, and you're trying to play catch up. Have you ever been in a place and a time in your life where you go through setbacks and you need to play catch up? Or maybe it's a season, a place in your life where you are waiting and you are not seeing the manifestation. Well, these are all seasons that come in our life. But may I tell you something this morning? There is something very powerful that can alter or even change our seasons in life. Let's get into the word of God this morning, because I'm telling you, surely as you're meeting God early this morning, God is going to meet you early this morning. Are you hearing me? I want to let you know what changes your season is not your cry. I know I lost about half of the people right there. Oh, God, why me? Why am I going through this? That's not what will change your season, child of God. Your cry will not change your season. Hallelujah. Yes, God hear the cries of his children. But listen, child of God, what really changes the season of a child of God is what comes from out of his mouth. Oh, somebody ought to be praising God 5 o'clock this morning. If you're back east, maybe it's 8 o'clock this morning or 7 o'clock, wherever you are. What changes your season is what comes from out of your mouth. Amen. What will change that season of your life is that thing that is coming from out of your mouth this morning. Glory to God. Some people, when they wake up in the morning, the only thing you hear from out of their mouth is nothing but how the day is going to be bad, how my life is going to be unfulfilled. Amen. How nothing good is going to happen to them. How all kinds of failure is going to be their portion. When you begin to do things like that, child of God, guess what? You are either embracing God this morning or you are embracing the enemy. Listen, Deuteronomy chapter 30, this is why it says. I'm not sure, read verse 15. Let me read verse 15 and verse 19. I want you to mark it down. I want you to, listen, get your Bible this morning. Deuteronomy, let me give you the medicine for your life this morning. Amen. Can you get your word this morning? Because I'm telling you, when you take this pill this morning, it is going to literally change your morning and alter your life this morning. Are you hearing me? It is going to change the course of your destiny this morning. Listen, Deuteronomy 10 and 15 says, see, now, you got to watch out when God is speaking. See, everyone have eyes to see. God said, now look around you. See, when you wake up in the morning, see, I have set before you this day life and good and death and evil. Did you hear that? There are four things set before you when you wake up in the morning. Life, good, death, evil. When you wake up every morning, these four things are set before you. In fact, they have the capacity to take your day, to take your month, to take your week, and even take your year. These things are always set before you, child of God. Life, good, death, evil. These things are set before you. Let me read it one more time. See, when you wake up, what do you always see? You see here somebody that is living the fullness of life. You will see good. You will see death. And you'll see, these things are set before you daily. But then this is what God said. Said these four things are set before you, and they have the capacity to change or alter your day, your week, your month, and your year. He said, I call heaven, listen what the man said, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. See again what's said before you? It's the same thing, death and evil. It's the same thing that is said before you. This scripture that we read before say life, good, death, and evil said before you. So you got life, you got good, you got death, you got evil. He said, now I set before you death and life, blessing and curse. Therefore, choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live. The reason why a lot of people are experiencing so many things because they are not choosing. Ladies and gentlemen, God is giving a clarion call this morning and letting you know as a child of God that there are things that are set before you every day when you wake up. You got life, good, death, evil. Or you have blessings and curse. You got life, you got death. These things are all set before you, child of God. But the man of God said, the Lord said, choose life. How do I choose life? Ladies and gentlemen, it's not only obeying God's word, but it's also declaring the word of the Lord. Are you hearing me? He said, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you that I have set before you. So heaven and earth is recording that before every one of us, you are going to see death and life. But God said this morning, choose what? Life. Apostle, how do I choose life? All I see around me is nothing but complaining, heartache, pain. Remember now, 1 Peter 2 and 9 say we are kings and queens. Do you know that king never beg anything? They get decree and they get declared. And it happens. The Bible says we are kings and priests. So you got a kingly anointing, you have a priestly anointing upon you. So if you have a kingly and a priestly anointing upon you, that lets me know God has given you the authority and the power to alter your day. Amen. You have the power, child of God, to change what is taking place in your life this morning. To alter your morning and to cause something to happen. Amen. You can cause things to happen this morning. Hallelujah, child of God. Because of what you are doing, what you are about to do. Now, let me take you to the answer this morning. First of all, in the book of Psalm chapter 2 and verse 7, it says, I will declare the decree. The Lord has said unto me, thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. Look what God is saying about you. And yes, your life that have taken an unpredictable turn. Then your life here that is following some undetermined mantra that you're going through in your life, that you're declaring over your life. One day, if God agrees, no, don't be saying that. Listen, God has kept some of you, started you for a brand new morning, or for a brand new week, a brand new time in your life. You cannot afford to walk in this unity in your life. Listen, child of God, what you say this morning will have the capacity to change your life for good. Amen. What you keep bringing out of your mouth, because the Bible says death and life is in the power of the tongue. So what I begin to decree and to declare will happen. Now, let me take you to the scripture this morning to show you what I'm talking about. Because here's your answer, Job 22, 28. It says, thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto you, and the light shall shine upon thy way. Let me read it one more time. Thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto you, and the light shall shine upon thy ways. Listen. Somebody is going through some ways this day. As they woke up, getting ready to go through work, don't know what they're going to face. They're going to go through some days. They're going to go through their day this morning. But child of God, God's word is telling on in verse 28, You shall decree a thing, and it shall be established unto you, and light will shine your way. Now, when God's light begins to shine your way, child of God, you are in for nothing. You are in nothing but for a treat. So this morning, I am telling you that you have the power this morning to alter your day, to change your day, and make it what it ought to be. That's what Proverbs 22, when you wake up, everybody go through this. That's why I read this to you, Deuteronomy. We have evil, we have good, huh? We have all these things that have the capacity to deter our day. But guess what? In the midst of it, God said, thou shalt decree a thing. He said, choose life. That means I must speak life over me, huh? I must speak life over me, because he said, if you decree a thing, it shall be established unto thee, and light will begin to shine your way. Listen, anybody ready for the light of God to go before them? No matter what dark thing is ahead of you, we are going to pray this morning that the light of God goes before us. What negative report have you received? We're going to speak light to that thing, and that the light of God go before us. Ladies and gentlemen, when the light of God goes before you, no matter how big is the obstacle, the giant before you, that thing must give way. Are you hearing me? No matter how big that obstacle is, that thing must give way. You say, Apostle, how things will give way? Well, even Jesus told us in the book of Matthew 16 and verse 19. Let's turn there quickly, because I want to pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Matthew 16 and 19 says, and I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. There are certain keys in heaven. God said, I'm going to give it to you. And whatsoever thou shalt bind, whatsoever thou shalt bind on the earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. In other words, child of God, what God is telling us, whatever you allow here on earth, in the earth realm, whatever you allow here, heaven will allow it. Whatever you disallow here on earth, heaven will disallow. Can you imagine how powerful your decree is this morning? That what you allow on earth, heaven say, okay, I will allow it. What you disallow, heaven say, I will disallow it. Why are you going to disallow this money? I disallow that sickness. I disallow that pain. I disallow that hurt. I disallow it, amen, that problem. I disallow it. So whatever you disallow, child of God, it shall be disallowed. And whatever you allow shall be allowed. Simple as that. So if you keep singing, oh, life is not good for me, nothing good ever happens to me, nothing good will ever happen to you, child of God. Why? Because God has given you the tools, the weapon this morning. Hallelujah. He has given you certain things this morning to live by. And if you get your hands upon it, it will touch your life. So whatever you allow will be allowed. Whatever you disallow will be disallowed. Right? He said, you shall decree a thing, it shall be established. One last scripture. Let me show you an example of what somebody did and how it altered and changed their life. Amen. In 1 Samuel chapter 17. Let me show you something quickly. 1 Samuel chapter 17. Verse 46. This day was the Lord. Now, this is David. He's listening to the Philistine with Goliath. Like I was telling about giants in your way. Goliath small talk Israel so bad. that the words that came from his mouth frightened them. When Goliath took a look at David, and took a look at Israel, he said, "You guys are nothing for me. You guys cannot do anything. I will kill you. I will do this to you." And guess what? Israel lived in our fear. But the Bible said this young man stood up because he knew that every day there are certain things that are placed before us. And if we do not know how to take those things that are placed before us and change it around, we can literally be standing or living beneath our God-given privilege. Are you hearing me? He knew exactly what was placed before him. He knew exactly some of the things that were placed before him. Remember this morning I told you, see, I said before thee this day, life's good, death and evil. Now, all these things that there was a potential, because what Goliath had for Israel could either be good, it could be life, it could be good, it could be death, and it could be evil. It could be curse, it could be blessing. But listen, child of God, you gotta be smart like David. David said, "This day the Lord will deliver thee into my hand." Why is David saying they will ever adopted it? Because David knew the God that he served. So he could declare out of his mouth while the citizens were declaring that they would just quench it, that they would just defeat Israel, and Goliath began to challenge them. You read verse 1 to verse 11, the words that were coming from out of his mouth were terrible. You know, how he will kill them, how he will prevail against them, and just cause their life to be in pain and hurt. So they would say, no. You are not going. See, there's a Goliath that wants to fight in your day. He said, "This day will the Lord deliver thee into my hand." You hear what he's saying? He did not care that Goliath was a giant. "And I will smite thee and take thy head from thee. And I will give the carcasses of the host of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air, the birds, and to the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel." See, he chose to recognize that there's a God that was stronger. Listen, some time ago, I told you something. I told you, do not look towards the bigness of your need, but look to the bigness of your God. See, your circumstances are hindrances just to see God's ability. If you look towards the bigness of your God, living child of God, you will defeat those other things that come and look so big before you. And that's why David was not allowing any of this to happen. He said, "What are you talking about?" He said, "I want the earth, I want the people of God to know that there is a God in Israel. Who are you to defy the living God? You gotta be careful what comes out of your mouth." Oh, the Philistine was destroyed. Oh, let's just go home. You finish speaking death unto yourself. Remember, all these things will face you when you wake up in the morning. "And all the assembly shall know that the Lord says, not with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord, and he will give you into our hands." Some people just think a fighting battle is with their physical strength. No. No. It's not with your physical strength. Now, the Bible is not by might, not by power, but by the Spirit of God. "And it came to pass in verse 48 that the Philistine arose and came and drew near to meet David." Are you kidding me? You coming to meet one who woke up in the morning, that knows the scripture that says death and life is in the power of the tongue, that knows, hallelujah, that you shall decree a thing and shall be established and life will come your way? Huh? One who knows that, and you want to defy him? Look what he said. "It came to pass the Philistine arose and came and drew near to David. And David, he was a small guy, and ran toward the army to meet the Philistines. Oh, one day I got to talk to you about the end. Small but big on the inside. Oh, this man was small, but I'm telling you, so much greatness was coming from out of him. And it came to pass, the Philistine rose up and came and drew near to meet David. And David hissed him. They were not afraid of him. He hissed him and ran towards the army to meet the Philistine. What are you talking about? Oh, they're coming. The problem is getting too much. No, face it. See, I always tell my church, they face it, trace it, and erase it. You have the power to do that. And David put his hand in his bag and took then a stone and sling it and smote the Philistine in his forehead. That the stone sunk into his forehead and he fell upon his face to the earth. So David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and with a stone and smote the Philistine and shoot him. But there was no sword in the hand of David. Wow. Verse 51. Therefore David ran and stood up upon the Philistine and took his sword and drew it out of the sheath thereof and slew him and cut off his head thereof. And when the Philistines saw their champion was dead, they fled. All you need is to get the neck of the enemy. Your kids is a donkey. Child of God, what are we saying this morning? You have the power to change this day. See, I put before you life, death, curse, and blessing. Choose life. What are you going to speak over you this day? Listen, I want to speak something great over you this day. Are you hearing me? I want to speak the hand of God over you this day. I want to speak God's touch over you this day. Hallelujah. I want to speak the word of God over you this day. Well, Pastor, I don't feel good. Yeah. Feelings can be deceiving. What comes from the spirit realm will last longer than what comes from the natural realm. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. You can either say, I am cursed, or you can say, I am blessed this morning. How are you doing? Oh, I'm doing not so good. Of course, you'll be doing not so good. How are you doing? Too much problem. But Pastor, am I not lying when I say, I know I'm not doing good, and then I go tell somebody I'm doing good? Wait a minute. No. The Bible says you speak those things that be not as though they are. Amen. Even though there are some things that come before you and tells you what your day is, but the Bible says, don't speak that over you. Because listen, there's enough evil on the world in the world that wants to take you over already, destroy you. There's a devil out there that doesn't like you already. How come you can't just change what you say? Death and life is in the power of the tongue. If the Bible says you choose life, then let me speak life. Oh, I'm excited for those of you who are on the line this morning. Because I am telling you, this morning, we want to pray the life of God over you. Hallelujah. And then we want to take your prayer request. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Is it Pastor, but when I speak good things, don't happen, but don't speak negative things. Keep speaking it, because what continues coming out of your mouth
will eventually have, it has the capacity to change the world around you. Amen. It has the capacity to change the world around you. So why don't we do that by changing the world around us? You have the power. You can do it this morning. Hallelujah. Are you ready? I want to pray over you this morning. Everything that is negative in your life, negative report you're getting, bill collectors coming at you. Hallelujah. Your money looking funny. Demonic forces are on the rise against your life. May I speak something over you this morning that will alter your life for good? May I speak the hand of God over you this morning to bring goodness over you? What did Samuel say? Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me. He wanted goodness and mercy to follow him. Hallelujah. So this morning, I want to speak nothing but blessings over your life. Hallelujah. I want to let you know that this day is going to be one of the best days in your life. That you can leave from here walking in victory. Hallelujah. You can leave this morning from this prayer line feeling like an elephant, feeling like a lion. Hallelujah. Because of what you are declaring over your life. My prayer this morning is going to be the first part of Deuteronomy 28 before I want to declare some portion of Deuteronomy 28 over you. Therefore, we have the order of blessing is taken from Deuteronomy 28. My God, it speaks nothing but blessings over your life. When not all blessing touches you, things around you must be blessed. Even what the devil comes to you and means for evil, God will take you and turn it around for your good. Are you hearing me? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Father, I want to thank you this morning for everyone under the sound of my voice. I want to thank you because your word declares, I have put before you life and death, choose life. Father, this morning, hallelujah, I pray because your word said the blessings of the Lord make it rich and add it no sorrow. I pray your blessings upon your people this morning under the sound of my voice. Over our life this morning, over our morning, Father, we pray because, Father, you said it will hearken unto your word diligently that none of the evil thing will come upon us. You said nothing but blessings would overtake our life if we hearken unto your voice. You say, oh God, in your word, blessed shall we be in the city, blessed shall we be in the field. So, Father, we speak blessing in the city, blessing in the field. We speak blessing to be upon the fruit of our body and the fruit of our ground and the fruit of our cattle and the increase of our kind, the flock of our sheep. You say, blessed will be our basket, our bank account, hallelujah, our storehouse, in the name of Jesus. You say, blessed will be when we come in and will be blessed when we go out. I speak it over your people this morning in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, we command the blessings of the Lord to come upon us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let it be in our storehouses. Let it be our bank account. Let it be in our home. Let it be in our family. This morning, my Lord, my God, I pray for the blessings of the Lord that make it rich this morning. I pray for divine supernatural blessing to embrace your people this morning. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, oh God, for total victory in our life. I speak healing to that hurting situation. I speak deliverance to that pain this morning. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare over you God's best for your life. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare over you, hallelujah, that the pain of the past will not have no, hallelujah, will have no control over your future. In the name of Jesus, we decree
blessings upon you, the favor of God upon you this morning, in the name of Jesus. My Lord, my God, this morning we plead the blood of Jesus in every area of your children's life. I thank you, Father God, that this morning, hallelujah, we will not enter into the realm of gossip and slandering this morning. I thank you, Father God, that every addiction, hallelujah, of the enemy worded music will not be part of our morning, part of our day. But Lord, hallelujah, we will direct it, glory to God, to your godly music, to even godly things that we see. We thank you this day that abusiveness and cursing will not be a part of our lives, but goodness and blessing, oh God. Father, I decree and declare this morning, hallelujah, that your people will not walk in an inferiority complex this morning, but they will walk in superiority this morning, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, that your people will not walk in stubbornness and pride and self-will this morning, but Father God, will walk in the peace of God, will walk in confidence in God, obedience and humility this morning. My Lord, my God, I thank you that this morning we'll not walk in anger and wrath and rage this morning. Hallelujah. But we'll walk in calmness, knowing, oh God, you are on our side. Father God, this morning, I thank you that your people will not walk in suspicion this morning and lack of trust, but they will walk in confidence in you and total trust in you, total trust in what you say, oh God. I thank you this morning, Father God, that your people will not walk in pain this morning and hurt, but the joy of the Lord is their strength. And I thank you, Father God, that your joy will cause great things to happen in their life. Father, I thank you that deceiving spirit and falsehood will not come near your people this morning, but the truth, you say, ye shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Hallelujah. Jesus, you say, I am the way, the truth, and the life. I pray, oh God, that your truth will prevail in our life this morning. I thank you, Father God, that the spirit of pretense will not come near us. Hypocrisy and even showing off, hallelujah, will not be, hallelujah, our portion this morning. We thank you that because of our confidence in you, Lord, we'll be so real with you this morning because of who you are, because of your goodness, because of your blessing this morning. I thank you, oh God, that in Jesus' name, that goodness and mercy will follow us this day. Father, I thank you that we'll not walk in violent temper. Maybe somebody got a violent temper this morning and being impatient this morning, lack of fortitude this morning. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you that your children will walk in patience this morning. They will walk in patience this morning, hope, calmness this morning, in the name of Jesus. My Lord God, I thank you right now, hallelujah, for sparing the life of your children, saving them from every curse, from every accident, hurt, harm, or danger, and causing them to walk in total freedom this morning. I thank you, Jehovah God, hallelujah, for sparing their life this morning. Thank you, Father God, that we walk in life this morning. We walk in the blessings you are giving to us, oh God. We put our faith, hallelujah, in you, hallelujah, and we put on the whole armor of God. Father God, I thank you that we walk in the truth of your word. We put on the helmet of salvation this morning. We take the shield of faith this morning. We put on soldier's boots this morning. Hallelujah, we bulldoze every obstacle that will be on our way. Hallelujah, in our way of our successful life, our successful journey this morning. I thank you, oh God, that we are blessed this morning in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you that under the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ this morning, hallelujah, that failure is not an option. We are not going to walk in failure this morning, but we walk in victory. Father, we thank you, oh God, for business deals. We thank you, Father God, for good things coming our way. And God, even we thank you because your word declared that all things work together for the good of those who love you and those who are the called according to your purpose. Father God, maybe something may not be favorable in somebody's life, but God, I thank you. Where they can see the good, thank you, Father God, that you see the good. And Father God, you bring good from every evil situation this morning. Father, we pull down this morning every stronghold of failure. Hallelujah. That your people will not walk in failure this morning in a relationship, in their home this morning, but they will walk in freedom in you this morning. Father, I thank you that we speak nothing but success in the life of your people this morning. We come against every spiritual barrier and limitation this morning.
Thank you, Father God. Every area of your children this morning, my Lord, my God, I pray that, hallelujah, that there will be no loss or failure in the name of Jesus. I thank you for total restoration and restitution in the lives of your people this morning. I thank you, my Lord, my God, hallelujah. You say we'll be successful, those who meditate on your word day and night. You will cause their way to be prosperous, and they shall have good success. So, Father God, I thank you that this morning our day is going to be prosperous, and we are going to have good success this morning in the name of Jesus. Father, somebody might be going to work or even at work this morning. Hallelujah. I pray, oh God, that evil boss, that when that boss see them this morning, the favor of God will be so much upon them, oh God. Hallelujah. That boss will not be able to stand up to say anything negative to them. I thank you, Father God, that one that is coming to the business this morning, it will be nothing but favor. Whoever they call, whoever come to the business or to the place of work this morning, Father God, let it be a time of favor. I speak blessing over you. I speak uncommon favor over you this day in the name of Jesus. All common favor, all common blessing, hallelujah, upon your life this morning in the name of Jesus. I speak increase upon you this morning, that it will come upon your life. And I do not take any of your words back. Father, I give it to you this morning. I do not take it back. I give it to you this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. And I thank you that something good will happen in the lives of your children. Hallelujah. In a very special way. Thank you, Father God, that no good thing you withhold from us, your children. Thank you, my Lord, my God, for causing light to shine our way, for turning things around this morning. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you that somebody walk in peace this morning. Somebody walk in total freedom this morning. In the name of Jesus. Father God, I pray this morning the blessing of God will be so much upon your children. Hallelujah. It will become a magnet that even when somebody come in contact with them this morning, Jehovah God, they will feel the magnet of God. They will feel the hand of God over their life. Hallelujah. Peace will come upon them just because of their child of God. So, Father, I thank you this morning in the name of Jesus. Glory to your holy name. I thank you, Father God, hallelujah, for turning things around in the mighty name of Jesus. Glory to your holy name this morning. Hallelujah. Father, thank you for what we have received this morning. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. This morning, I just want you to open your mouth and tell God thank you this morning for his word. Hallelujah. I want all of you to open your cabinet. Let the lamp be open this moment. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Open your mouth and just tell the Lord thank you this morning. Hallelujah. The Bible says rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing. He said in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Hallelujah. Just open up your mouth and thank the Lord this morning. Hallelujah. Just for the good things that is coming your way, child of God. Open up your mouth and thank God this morning. Hallelujah. Father, thank you this morning for life and death is in the power of the tongue this morning. And Father God, you are bringing life to this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, oh God, for that life that you are bringing their way this morning. Somebody going to have a voice. Father, I thank you. Hallelujah. We lift up our voice to you this morning. And we just bless you this early morning. Hallelujah. We just reverence you this morning. Who you are. Thank you, Father God, for blessing our day this morning. Hallelujah. For blessing our morning. For blessing our morning this day. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, God. Everywhere we are spoken this morning, Father God, over the lives of your people on this prayer now. If they are on the land this morning, they are blessed. Hallelujah. We declare this morning that the lives of your people declare this morning. Favor will come the way. Declare this morning.
manner.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God in my heart.
And I pray for
the Lord. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And amen. Listen, child of God. Listen up here this morning. I want to take just a few prayer requests this morning. Not only that, but if you got something you want to take 2 seconds or minutes for to thank God for, amen. I would love to hear your testimony if you have a testimony this morning. Amen. Just call your name. If you got a testimony, all prayer requests this morning you want us to pray for.
Minister Trish.
Yes.
I pray for my left ear. I've been having problems with my left ear. It aches and has like pain in it. Like when I chew on my left side, it hurts my ear. So I'm just praying for my left ear and my graduation on Sunday.
Amen. Amen. She is graduating with her BA degree in ministry on Sunday. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise God for that. Anyone else?
Praise the Lord.
Hi, Pastor
John. This is Abel. Good morning,
Annie. Good morning, Abel. How are you?
Thanks. I'm good. How are you? I just wanted to thank you for your continued prayers, for just continuing to stand in the gap for us through the prayer line. Also, I wanted to ask a prayer request for my dad who is traveling, for continued traveling mercies for him. Prayers for my mom, you know, for God's protection to be on her while he's away, and just for continued favor for myself and my son.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you, Abel.
Amen.
Any other prayer requests?
Papa John.
Yes.
Sister Alexis.
Alexis.
Yes. God bless you.
Good morning, Alexis.
Good morning. Good morning.
Wow.
Yes, I've been enjoying the prayers. I get a chance to chime in, and I've been really enjoying them. And thank you so much for praying for us.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Amen.
I just want to add a prayer for my son. He's coming back from college from Oregon next week. That he makes it home safe and starts his new internship.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
That young man is doing some great things. Wow.
He is. And for my baby son that he finds a summer job. And God gives him favor for a summer job.
Amen. Summer job. All right. Yeah. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. God bless you.
Yeah, I just want to ask God for God continuous blessing and continuous healing to take upon the life of my children.
Amen.
His favor. Yeah. Continuous blessing, healing, and favor. Amen.
Amen. Yeah. And what's your name?
Bindu. This is Bindu.
Bindu. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is Joanna from Ohio.
Joanna, good morning. How are you?
Hello, Pastor. Yeah, how are you?
I am well this morning.
Okay. My prayer request is continual healing before my sickness. That was a little lymphoma.
Yeah.
And also, prayer for my family and my husband's case.
Amen.
Good morning, Pastor God. This is Ella.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
I am well. Blessed, highly favored this morning.
Okay, thank God. God, thank you for your prayers.
Amen.
Just want you to pray for my family, my sis, and my mom.
Okay.
And want you to pray for my sister who always stands in the gap for the family.
Amen.
Amen. God will bestow many blessings upon her life.
Amen.
And pray for my daughter-in-law who is going to give birth next month.
Amen. Wow, grandma, beautiful. Beautiful. Amen. All right. I'll take one more. Did I hear my thing something?
Yeah, good morning, Dr. Joe. This is Julia.
Oh, good morning.
Thank God for your strength and your constant love and God-fearing strength that you have. Continue to shower your blessings on each and every one of us every day. And stay in the spot continuously. I just pray for my sister, which is my older sister, who her husband is supposed to be coming. He has stroke. And he has problem for his fertility.
Yeah.
She having problem in getting her visa because she's for the Ghana. So she had a police clearance. But thank God her way to Ghana tomorrow. That everything will go well and she can come back to Liberia.
Amen. Amen. We'll definitely do that. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
First of all, we want to praise God for you, like your chair. We thank you for the strength He gives you every day. Every day.
Hallelujah.
We thank God for you. We ask for continuous blessings and strength upon you and your family. To praise God this morning, I praise God, I thank God for this, I thank God for what He is doing for me, my life, for His strength to give me every day, and all of my children, my grandchildren, my friends, their families, and them, I just give God praise for this strength.
Hallelujah.
So such a little that put me in, I have learned so much. So I give God glory, I give God praise, I give God thanks this morning. Thank God for the victory, the victory.
Yes. Amen. Oh my God. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Thank God.
Hallelujah.
Thank God.
Thank you, Lord. My God. Thank you, Lord.
Give God praise.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
My God.
Oh, thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus. Woo, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you. Bless you, people of God. We want to lift up the prayer request and the thanksgiving to the Lord. No matter how we came this morning, Father, we want to thank you in a very special way, oh God, for what you have been doing in the lives of your people.
Yes, Lord.
How great you are, mighty God, my Lord. How you woke us up this morning, started us on our way, Father, we want to say thank you. Father, before we ask you for anything, we want to praise you for everything.
Yes, Lord.
We want to thank you for everything, Lord, that you are doing for us.
So, Father, this morning, as your people are on this prayer line, Father God, I thank you for each and every one of them collectively and individually, O God. I thank you, Father, for their life. I thank you, Lord, for your goodness in all that you have been doing for them. This morning, I want to thank you in a very special way. In this living room of God, on this altar, I want to thank you, Father God. In this prayer chamber, I want to thank you for Sister Trish. I pray, oh God, for healing in that left ear. And I thank you, my Lord, my God, that right now I speak healing to that ear. And I thank you, Father God, for miracle taking place in her left ear right now. Lord, we thank you for her graduation. Thank you, Lord, for all that you are doing in the name of Jesus. Father, I want to thank you in a very special way for Sister Evel Taylor. We thank you, Father God, for her family. Thank you for traveling grace and mercy for her dad and her mom. And Father God, hallelujah, continue favor and strength over she and over her son. We pray, oh God, hallelujah, for your continual touch. Father, how we want to thank you this morning for my dear sister Alexis this morning, for her son that is coming from college. Father, we pray that you build your hand around them, your pillar of fire around them. We pray, Father God, in a very special way for the young son who is looking for a summer job. And Lord, there is nothing too difficult for thee, so we just present him to you this morning in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I want to thank you for Bindu, who declared prayer for her children this morning. We decree and declare over her life this morning that her children's lives are changed. They are blessed. They are prosperous this morning. Thank you, Lord, for making, hallelujah, the difference in their lives this morning. Thank you for blessing and favor. Thank you, oh God, for turning their lives around. Thank you for Joanna Green this morning. Father God, I thank you, whatever diagnosis the doctor has diagnosed upon her this morning. I thank you, Father God, for total healing in her body. We pray, hallelujah. We thank you, Father, in advance. We pray for healing, hallelujah, in her life, her husband, oh God. We thank you for that paperwork, that case, Father, that you will turn it around. We pray for breakthrough this morning in her family, in her life, Father God. And God, I even thank you for the testimony right now. Thank you, Father, for healing her body in the name of Jesus. This morning, I lift Ella unto you. Hallelujah. She thank you, oh God, for her sister, Julia. We should thank you, Father God, for the Lord that you will bless her sister because of all the good the sister has been doing. I pray for the family. Pray for her mother, oh God. I pray, oh God, for her daughter-in-law for safe, hallelujah, delivery in the name of Jesus. My Lord, my God, how we want to thank you because you are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ever ask or even think, Father God. Father, this morning, I lift up Sister Julia, hallelujah, and she's staying God for her sister, oh God, hallelujah. That sister go to Ghana, may it be well with her in the name of Jesus. Pray for the husband, oh God, that is sick, that Lord, your resurrection power will touch him. I pray, Lord, it will all be well. I thank you, oh God, because I see good things coming her way. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Jehovah God, that you bring in good things their way in the name of Jesus. Father, how we thank you this morning for Sister Facia this morning, Father God. She wants to thank you for all that you are doing, oh God. She wants to thank you for your hand over her life. Lord, we want to just thank you for her family, hallelujah, her church. Father God, everything that you have been storing, oh God, she gives you praise for it. Father God, we just thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. So many people are so grateful and thankful to you this morning, oh God. Oh Lord, we are grateful to you, Lord. Hallelujah. You never fail us. Father, thank you this morning. Hallelujah. May your blessings continue to be upon your people this morning. Some of them are on their way to work, Father God. Let your blessing be upon them. Some of them are on their job this morning. Let your blessing be upon them. Some of them are in bed this morning. Let your blessing be upon them. And Father, I even pray, two ladies on this prayer line, probably mobile, I see two so far that had a negative dream. Father God, two negative dreams, we cancel it this morning. by the power in the blood of Jesus. And I pray, Father God, that this morning, that the life will take a whole new turn. I thank you, it will be nothing but blessings. And we have spoken it over the line. So shall it be in the name of Jesus. So, Father, thank you for the victory right now. Thank you for divine victory in the lives of your people. Thank you, Father God. Oh, God, we are so grateful this morning. Father God, we are so grateful. Thank you for giving us the strength as your people have spoken, Lord God. I thank you for that. Thank you for giving us the strength this morning. And God, we pray surely goodness and mercy will come upon our life this morning. Hallelujah. Let our day be prosperous and blessed, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. God bless you. God keep you. I will see you this evening at 6 p.m. We are having Apostle Robert Hightower and Pastor Elwood this morning. Both of them will be on the prayer line. God bless you. God keep you. Invite somebody this evening. Bye-bye now.
Of your answer, you make a way out of no way.